This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and once again, here we are. It is our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. Your questions come to us via radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And how are you doing, Layla?
I'm okay, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
With me today, Layla Mutin, who's our regular correspondent, our nutritionist in residence, and helps me capably field your questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. So we'll start this podcast by sharing with you the good news that the FDA has banned 7 artificial food flavorings.
Yes, I saw that headline.
Yeah, but you know, it's a little disappointing because the ones that are mostly used, they didn't ban. They banned some kind of weird ones. It says the FDA has banned the use of 7 synthetic substances used to flavor or enhance flavor in baked goods, ice cream, candy, beverages, and chewing gum.
Well, just don't eat that stuff.
Yeah, that's the
we
other
don't
thing.
Eat that stuff. Right.
Environmental and health advocacy groups sent data to the agency that showed that 6 of the substances cause cancer in lab animals. So the FDA had to be told that by advocacy groups that 6 of the substances cause cancer in lab animals. And said, you're right.
Yeah.
It does cause cancer in lab animals. So maybe people shouldn't be eating this stuff. So, and here's what they are. They got some amazing names. Benzophenone.
Oof.
Ethyl acrylate.
Ooh.
Eugenyl methyl ether. Myrcene. Pulagon. That sounds like a rat poison.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Pulagon. It's like, you know, you'll be gone.
You'll be gone. Rat be gone.
You'll puke and be gone. Pulagon. And pyridine. And, oh, by the way, they've also removed styrene.
Oh, okay.
That says plastic.
Yeah, yeah. I think styrofoam when I think styrene.
But ice cream it's so nice. And the gum is great with the styrene
because
it makes it much chewier.
Right. You really want to ingest that stuff. Your liver doesn't know what to do with this. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so it's good to know the FDA is on the ball. You know, after years and years of being on the market causing cancer in innumerable individuals, they finally removed these substances.
You don't have to be afraid of your chewing gum and your ice cream and your candies. And
Petitioners applaud decision. Quote, the evidence is really clear that these are carcinogens, said Tom Neltner, a chemical engineer and attorney who's the chemicals policy director of the Environmental Defense Fund, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
This is the kind of thing that's supposed to happen. You're supposed to petition the government. They're supposed to pay attention and do something about it. And they did.
Good.
Okay, that's good. Other petitions, the Breast Cancer Fund. Okay, well, you know, all these good organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just progress occurs by very small increments.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to questions, Layla.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dr. Hoffman, first, you've got a nice note here from Marianne. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Marianne. I'm writing to wish you a very happy 66th birthday. I've just celebrated.
Wait, I thought it was 36.
Is it?
Yeah,
so it's the 30th anniversary of your 36th
birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Marianne says, I just celebrated my 66th birthday on September 29th, and I remembered that yours was just a few days after mine. As an avid listener of yours for many years, I just wanted to thank you for your wonderful radio programs and podcasts. I appreciate all the work and research that goes into the information you bring to your listeners. Also, please thank Layla for all of her podcasts and hard work. I think she's great. You both surely practice what you preach.
Well, that's very nice.
Thank you, Mary. And she says, P.S., go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Well, belatedly, because the Yankees, Mighty Casey just struck out, and the Yankees are going back to spring training.
Okay. All right. Next
or
year.
Winter. Winter hiatus.
Yeah.
So, it's a labor of love, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
So that's the highest plaudit I can get, is that people appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And as long as people appreciate it, I'll keep doing it. That's what motivates me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun. It's good. Thank you, Marianne.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
We've got an email here from Larry. Larry writes, is nicotinamide riboside all it's cracked up to be?
Okay. Well, implicit in that is, you know, that with many supplements, there are very tall claims. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is a variability among supplements that promise a lot mm-hmm. and then don't deliver so much. And I think that sort of undermined the credibility of this marketplace, the marketplace mm-hmm. for nutritional supplements. So there's many supplements out there that purport to make you smarter.
Yeah.
You know, you get some ground up jellyfish parts and you know, you're going to be like a genius.
Prevagen.
A genius, right? And then, we can name names because I'm not really fond of that product. And, you know, I mean, that's my opinion. And, you know, there are a lot of male enhancement products which purport to make you a stud and make you more muscular. And, you know, if you're lying on the couch and you're lackadaisical and your wife says, what's the matter with you? You don't make love to me anymore. You can just take these nutritional supplements and you will become a muscular stud with a six pack and a libido of a 20-year-old. You know, and so
everybody would be taking that. Then women too, if you go from lackadaisical to
Amazon, right?
Right.
So the point being is that there is a gap in credibility mm-hmm. Among supplements, and so I have to say that nicotinamide riboside is an exception to that rule. Mm-hmm. It's something that, my criteria for getting excited about supplements. There's several, and I've outlined that in an article, which I think recently appeared in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of it is it has to be scientifically plausible.
Yes.
You know, and that, so let's start with the science. I mean, you know the science on this as well as I do. What's NAD?
Right. NAD was the energy promoting, but later finding out not so bioavailable as nicotinamide riboside, because I think
you can't give NAD because it has to be produced endogenously.
Yes.
Which is actually similar to the issue with glutathione. You can take a bucket of glutathione, but it has to be made in your cells.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to give the precursor. Well, one of the precursors is nicotinamide or niacinamide, which is vitamin B3, which is cheap as, you know, anything. But it's not that efficient at boosting NAD. Mm-hmm. So some research has been done on vitamin B3, mm-hmm. and the condition that you get if you don't have enough vitamin B3 is pellagra, which is
the 4 Ds, disease, diarrhea, death. I forgot.
Yeah, well, that's right. So
dementia.
Right. So what you're going to get is theoretically a boost in NAD. Now, so what does NAD do? Well, it's ubiquitous, mm-hmm. and that sounds like a familiar word. Ubiquinone is mm-hmm. coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. So coenzyme Q10 and NAD are energy.
They're constituents of metabolism, electron transport chain.
In the mitochondria.
In the mitochondria.
Right.
Which is aerobic metabolism. oxygen metabolism as opposed to glycolysis.
Now, there's another piece to the science, which is that something about sirtuins. And sirtuins are these fascinating anti-aging compounds, which can be revved via caloric restriction.
Yeah.
And also, to some extent, via resveratrol. So there's this big buzz about resveratrol.
Yeah.
You know, that resveratrol was the anti-aging compound par excellence. In some studies, it panned out. In some studies, it didn't. But I still think resveratrol has value.
Yeah.
But as a sirtuin enhancer, NAD really seems to have some scientific modifiers. Okay, fine. So theoretically, it's all good. But a lot of stuff theoretically is good, but then it doesn't really pass muster. So what I have to do is, A, I try it. And I see.
And this is after, you know, the plausibility. You look for replication.
Right.
That validates. You want to see many studies over and over that are showing the same beneficial results.
Because if there are studies in like 1991 and then it stops, what does that say about the supplement? And there are things like that out there.
Ran out of gas.
You know, that like these crazes that in the past, you know, like germanium was a craze in the 90s. You
coral know. Calcium.
Right, coral calcium, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, where'd it go? It's nobody talks about it anymore. So there are scores and perhaps over 100 research projects underway looking at the applicability of nicotinamide riboside to a variety of conditions for energy, for athletic performance, for vision, for hearing, for cognitive, for Alzheimer's prevention, for metabolism. And by the way, I was very excited to see a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association looking at nicotinamide riboside for insulin resistance blood sugar.
Ah.
It didn't help.
Oh.
It didn't help in that study. And so, you know, it may have been they didn't use enough. The study wasn't long enough, but we got to call it what it is.
Yes.
It's not like a magic, you know, weight loss, you know, or anti-diabetes nutrient. Although, you know, I think there's still the possibility that it can help there. Mm. So it's got many, many potential applications. And, I'm thinking that it is the real deal. So the other thing that I'm very pleased about, nice tie-in here, is that the best form of nicotinamide riboside is a brand called True Niagen. And it's available through health professionals. And we have it, finally, on full script.
Yay.
I've been just dying to get this product on full script. So it's available to our listeners, as well as to our patients. We often prescribe to our patients. And I recommend that you take the high dose. It's more likely you'll get the energy benefits by taking 300 milligrams twice daily of this. It's called True Niagen Pro. The benefits, healthy aging, neurological disorders.
Cancer prevention, because it helps via DNA repair.
Yes.
The process that DNA goes through, the particular process, but it aids in its self-correcting mutations.
And that's important because it is actually related to a B vitamin. It's nicotinamide riboside. So it's like B3. So the concern is, well, could it cause cancer cells to proliferate? And I really don't think so. I think that it actually may, especially when people get chemo, which damages the mitochondria, people experience fatigue. So I would say, you know, for people who have fatigue, you know, here's the things to use, you know, CoQ10 or ubiquinol, vitamin D, acetyl L-carnitine, carnitine perhaps, magnesium.
NT factor.
Don't forget NT factor. Yeah. These are all things that seem to support the mitochondria. And for me personally, I think it's helped my athletic performance because at 66, you know, I'm still out there doing triathlons.
Yeah.
And I have to say that for a couple of years, I had to kind of take a powder because, I don't know, I just felt a little bit of a power failure. Part of my, I don't know really whether to attribute my comeback to paleo diet or to nicotinamide riboside.
You could say both.
But, you know, maybe both, but they, you know, I actually drop some extra weight, so it's easier. And I, feel pretty energized and mentally focused, too.
That's great.
You know, for me.
It's another thing for brain aging.
You know, it's so funny because you know, when we were young, we were trying to constantly mess up our heads. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, drink this, take this, smoke this, try this. And now it's sort of the opposite. It's sort of like, oh, I want to be like really clean. I want to really be focused. I want to extend my productivity for as long as I can. Because a lot of people get tired. They get little cognitive stuff that, you know, impairs their ability to be effective in the world. And you know, frankly, what we do is kind of, it requires concentration and focus.
It does. It absolutely does. And just to mention all the things that we used to do, try this, try that, stay out all night. I don't know about you, but I'm not even interested in doing anything like that. Sleep is precious.
Yeah.
You feel better. You're more energized, all of that. Taking your supplements, I feel better. Taking my supplements,
some people say,
I feel
better. Oh, to be 18 again. No way.
Well, No. And I just want to say something else. At 54 years of age, I'm one of the rare women who I will always tell you my age.
Full disclosure.
I haven't gone much past 28 in how I feel energetically. Mm-hmm. And that has to do a lot with what I'm taking, how I'm eating.
But you do yoga as well.
I do yoga as well, yeah.
Is it a daily practice for you?
Training. I would say it's at least 3 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at least
formal classes, or do you do it on your own?
No, I do it on my own. I did the formal classes. I actually took it in college.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were an early adopter because I didn't.
I mean, I had to take exams. It was great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I did sit on the couch and smoke cigarettes in college.
I did that the first time I went to college. Well, that's when I thought I was going to be a rock and roll star, but that's a different story altogether. Yeah. We all did that in college. Sit on the couch, smoke cigarettes. Oh, my God.
So you survived the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so now we're all taking these things.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. We're taking pills. But things that are like nicotine and riboside.
Exactly. This is only meant to enhance your health, your nutrition. These aren't things with side effects. You know, this isn't a pharmaceutical where you're taking it and it's messing with some natural process in your body in order to have an effect, because that has different and downstream effects of different side effects and so forth.
Some people may take it and not experience like a major change in energy.
Yeah.
And I think for two reasons. One is that you may already have adequate energy. So it's kind of like if you top off your tank and you go to the gas station, your car's not going to have more gas.
Right.
But if you are in a fatigue state, you're more likely to appreciate the effects of 300 milligrams of nicotinamide riboside twice daily. And if you can afford it, you know, you're really fatigued, maybe try, I don't know, an experiment, 1200. It's pricey, but it might be worth it.
Yeah.
However, the consolation is that even as you don't experience a subjective change, like, I'm not feeling it, it's going to be working on your cells.
Yes, and on your DNA repair and the
brain
anti-aging.
Preservation and so on and so on.
Yes.
So more for that.
We don't necessarily feel all of those things, you know.
Right.
We don't feel what's happening biochemically.
Yeah, that rust, that deterioration.
The rust, exactly. Yeah. One day we see it in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of a thing. But yeah. So yes, nicotinamide riboside is all it's cracked up to be, and then some.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. I'm very so I have to say I'm a little conflicted because it's vying with another thing as the supplement of the decade, which is CBD. In terms of innovative supplements that really are category disruptors.
Yeah.
Nicotinamide riboside on the one hand and CBD. They are so versatile. And I'm pleased to say we have them both as sponsors.
Yay!
And it works the opposite from a lot of people. Is that a lot of people like get a sponsor and they say, well, could you talk this up? Yeah, sure. I can read a script and I can put enthusiasm in my voice and talk about it. It's like, no, I sought these sponsors. I tracked them down. I said, I am so enthused about what you're making.
Yeah.
And I can help get the word out and I want to do it.
Yes.
And so we secured them as sponsors.
That's wonderful.
And really, in both cases, the top manufacturers of them, because there are, you know, different manufacturers of CBD. There's a myriad of CBD manufacturers and there's a few making nicotinamide riboside, but it's True Niagen. And especially the Pro, True Niagen Pro, that's the one I support.
Terrific. And Dr. Hoffman, speaking of CBD, we actually have a question.
Oh, good. Okay.
This is from Cecily.
Oh.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I've enjoyed all your podcasts on CBD these past 6 months. I've tried several products, including balm for topical pain relief, both oral and liposomal delivery for anxiety, insomnia, general health wellness. I purchased it from two of your sponsors, but I was unsure of the dose.
I think one of the limitations to self-treating, because there are a lot of options out there, you know, is that everybody's metabolism is different. And if you listen to recent podcasts that I did on the subject of CBD, we really concluded that it's different strokes for different folks. Some people may require 5 milligrams for sleep. That's like amazing.
She's looking for help with insomnia.
And other people may require 15, 30, you know, for really serious pain problems, maybe, you know, 60, 120. Mm-hmm. You know, serious medical conditions like MS, maybe higher.
Yeah.
Maybe there you might want a THC component, you know, and then you have to go to a marijuana dispensary to get that. But for the over-the-counter, I will tell you is that just to do a little experimentation on myself, I have two problems. I have a sore shoulder from swimming a lot, and I was running. It's always something, right? I was running, and all of a sudden, you know, just about the fifth mile into the run, and I said, "Oh, you know, I'm starting to feel some pain in my calf."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, I think I can finish the run because it's not like I'm doing, you know." There are two types of pain. One is like you got to stop because you know you tore something and you don't want to further injure it.
Yeah.
The other is it's just sore and you can kind of keep going. So I kept going and then I noticed that my calf was sore as I expected.
Yeah.
And so I tried a little experiment. And I applied CBD to the calf. CBD.
Like a
topical,
cream?
Topical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And CV Sciences makes one. It's the pluscbdoil.com website. And it was remarkable because in a day, I mean, I thought I'd be laid up for two, three weeks with that because, you know, calf muscle pull can be.
I mean, that's
baseball players, you know, they're on the DL for like a while when that happens. Mm-hmm. It almost instantaneously, within 24 hours, I had a virtually complete reduction in discomfort. And 48 hours later, there's almost no vestige of discomfort. That contrasts with my shoulder because I think it's a deeper thing, a little bit deeper in the
shoulder,
in the shoulder, in the rotary cuff. So you got it. You know, you have to play around with it.
You have to play around with
it.
That's really the answer, more than anything. So Cecily needs help with insomnia. She's waking up at between 2 and 3 a.m. Cecily, I would also venture to look at what you're eating, drinking, that could
be pills.
What's the source of the insomnia?
You have to take a holistic
exactly,
approach.
Exactly.
It is so allopathic in a way to say, okay, I won't take sleeping pills, but I'm going to take CBD or I'm going to take melatonin. It's a pill.
It's a pill.
It's not a lifestyle change.
Right, right. You want to uncover the source of the insomnia. What's causing your insomnia?
Is it
blood sugar? Is it alcohol? That causes low blood sugar in the middle of the night.
Poor sleep hygiene, like a warm room or a noisy room or you're using
too much
devices.
Looking at blue light. Your electronic devices should be shut down.
Or let's be real.
Before bedtime.
Address the anxiety
yes.
in your life and make a concerted effort to address it. Because we tend to say, I want to keep all my circumstances the same and I don't want to be anxious.
How do you live?
Right.
You have to live it.
No,
you have to live this life.
You know what I'm saying is that people want it all.
Yeah.
And no anxiety.
And no anxiety.
No, you have to sometimes make some life changes.
You have to make some life changes. You have to address your anxiety a little differently. Maybe practice some left nostril breathing. That's a yoga thing that helps your
meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, whatever path you seek to address that.
Right.
And of course, yes, there's nutrients, but then it's like, you know, it's gobbling a lot of pills to address the problem, which is a fundamental problem.
Right, right. Cecily, are you having dessert after dinner every night? That could be a reason for insomnia in the middle of the night. Devices should not be on your night table. You should not hear them.
Hidden sources
or
of
see
caffeine.
Them.
You know.
Hidden sources of caffeine. If you're having dark chocolate late at night, a lot of people are enjoying a little bit of dark chocolate. That's great. But if you're having it after dinner, you may have a more restless sleep. as a result. Mm-hmm. It's been known to happen. There's some caffeine there.
Yeah.
So look at other sources of, are you taking energizing nutrients at the end of the day? Maybe you shouldn't be taking your ubiquinol after dinner.
Yeah.
EGCG after dinner, maybe.
You know, some people are exquisitely sensitive and generally.
That's the case.
That is not a problem. Mm-hmm. Even I guess with the aforementioned nicotinamide riboside, for some people, they might have. I have very vivid dreams with it, but that's a good quality sleep. You know, sleep is a high energy state.
It is. And that REM sleep is really. Yeah.
And speaking of which, you know, hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, low testosterone causes sleep problems in men. Mm. And we also find that hypothyroid paradoxically causes poor sleep
quality.
A lack
of restful, deep, restful sleep.
Because we give thyroid to people, which we think is going to speed them up. And we even sometimes tell them to take it at bedtime as opposed to in the morning. And they sleep deeper.
They do.
Yeah.
Because the thyroid has been regulated properly.
And that's one of the reasons why older people don't sleep that well is their brain power is reduced, both in daytime and nighttime. And sleep is a high energy activity, very high energy. The brain waves are just off the charts during sleep.
It's repair, it's restoration, it's also house cleaning and taking out the garbage, the debris.
Right.
You know, all of that.
Yeah.
So all of that sleep, all phases and REM sleep are very important. So, Cecily, take a look at your sleep hygiene. Take a look at what you're eating. You know, alcohol, sugar, all of that kind of thing. That they can all cause insomnia.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your question.
Right. And I'm pleased to see that some of the hospitals, many of the hospitals, the big, hospital, the more and more hospitals are merging and they have big centers now. And many of them have centers for sleep. Such a big problem. And they have a multidisciplinary team there. So it's not just somebody dishing out sleeping pills.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're really going to try and address your sleep in a more holistic way. I think that's the influence of us in the holistic field.
Yes.
Is that more so you get teams of health professionals, not just doctors dishing meds, but also psychologists and experts in sleep, you know, doing sleep studies and analysis of what's going on with you. So, okay, good.
Okay.
Right. This is time to pause because we have concluded part one. We divide our podcast into two parts. Reminder to listeners, radioprogram@AOL.com is the place to pose your question. And we had several fascinating ones. We'll get to more when we return. I'm with Layla Mutin, who's our nutritionist in residence. This is our weekly Q&A with Layla, and this is Intelligent Medicine.